శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం. ఇది మేలో కృష్ణ భక్తి. తాతి వేదశాస్త్ర ఇది పరమ మహత్వ. దిస్ ఈజ్ ది ఎసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ కంట్రిబ్యూషన్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీల వ్యాసదేవ్ టేకింగ్ ఎసెన్స్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ వేదస్ ఆల్ ఉపనిషదస్ హీ పుట్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ హియర్ ఇన్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం. జై సూత్రే జై రూప్ విషయ వచన్ భాగవతే సై రూప్ శ్లోక నిబంధన్. దిస్ ఈజ్ ది నేచురల్ కమెంటరీ ఆన్ వేదాంత సూత్ర. శ్రీల వ్యాసదేవ్ హాజ్ కంపైల్డ్ వేదాంత సూత్ర అండ్ హీ హాజ్ గివెన్ ది కమెంటరీ ఆన్ ఇట్. దిస్ ఈజ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం నేచురల్ కమెంటరీ ఆన్ వేదాంత సూత్ర. యూ విల్ ఫైండ్ ది సేమ్ హార్సెస్ ఇన్ వేదాంత సూత్ర. ది హార్సెస్ విల్ ఫైండ్ హియర్ ఇన్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం. జై సూత్రే జై రూప్ విషయ వచన భాగవత సే రూప్ శ్లోక నిబంధన. జీవేర్ నిష్ఠా లాగి సూత్ర కొయిల వ్యాస్ మాయావాదీ భాష్య సునీ హోయ్ సర్వనాశ్. ఫర్ ది డెలివరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ జీవచ్ వ్యాసదేవ్ కంపైల్డ్ ది సూత్ర దిస్ వేదాంత సూత్ర. బట్ మాయావాదీస్ దే డోంట్ అక్సెప్ట్ ఇట్. ది ప్రొపౌండర్ ఆఫ్ మాయావాద్ ఫిలాసఫీ శ్రీపాద శంకరాచార్య he has given a commentary on Vedanta Sutra, which is completely imaginative commentary known as Sarvika Bhashya. They don't accept Srimad Bhagavatam. It's a natural commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedanta Sutra. Who is the compiler of Vedanta Sutra? He has given the commentary on Vedanta Sutra, that is Srimad Bhagavatam. But Mayavadi, they don't accept it. They speak from Sarvika Bhashya. Therefore, Sriman Mahaprabhu has given us caution, don't go to Mayavadis, don't listen to their commentaries on Vedanta Sutra. If you do so, your bhakti vruti will be completely finished. Therefore, instruction is, jao bhagavata paro vaishnavrasthani ekantasya karo chaitanya charan. Go to a vaishnav, go to a bhakta bhagavata, who is an embodiment of Bhagavata, hear Bhagavata from him and completely take shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you want to understand Bhagavata, isn't it? Here is a question. Ekanta ashraya karo Chaitanya charane. Take shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is the necessity of taking shelter at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in respect of understanding Bhagavatam? It is the question. So, anybody can answer? What the necessity of taking shelter of lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in understanding Srimad Bhagavatam? If someone cannot take shelter at lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he cannot understand Bhagavatam. That means that, isn't it? Why it is so? That means you want to say that love of Godhead, that Krishna prema is required to understand Bhagavatam. Isn't it? Why it is so? No. Please answer it. Yes?
To have that love is what we have given up, and that's why we're suffering, because we divorced our relationship.
I don't want to hear. My question, answer should be pinpointed. What is the question? I'll give the answer. You understand? Why the love of Godhead is required to understand Bhagavata? That is my question. Cannot anybody understand Bhagavata? Who is a pandit? Who is a scholar? Isn't it? Bhagavata is written in Sanskrit language. Isn't it? But who knows Sanskrit? He can say, I can understand. The what? Necessity of taking shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, or the necessity of Krishna prema. Cannot a pandit understand it? That's the question. The Pandit may think like that. Many Pandits are there. They speak on Bhagavatam also. Yes. All scholarly. Do you understand? But Mahaprabhu said, no. Ekanta asriya kuru chaitanya charani. Complete text of that lotus with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise you cannot understand Bhagavatam. Why? Huh? Shivaji said, huh? Bhaktya bhagavatam rajyam nabudhya nasati paya. Shivaji's statement. Shivaji, one of the Mahadam, who knows Bhagavatam, he says, aham vedmi sukha bheti vyasa bheti vana bheti bhaktya bhagavatam rajyam nabudhya nasati paya. Shivaji says, I know Bhagavata. Sukadeva knows Bhagavata. I don't know whether Vyasadeva knows or not. Bhaktya bhagavatam rajyam nabudhya nasati paya. Only by bhakti you can understand Bhagavata. You cannot understand Bhagavata by dint of your material learning, scholarship, merit, intelligence, or taking help of the commentaries given by many, many commentators. Yes. Many commentators are there. Those are given commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. All commentaries are written in Sanskrit language. Yes. So a Sanskrit scholar can take, all I can take help of the commentaries given by many commentators. So I can understand. You understand? Of these commentators, Sridhar Swami is the best commentator. Mahaprabhu, Sriman Mahaprabhu has accepted. Sridhar Swami, Guru Karimani, Siddharanugata Karo Bhagavata Vakhyana. Mahaprabhu said, he said that thing to Balvacharya, who was a very proud fellow, great scholar also. Do you understand? He said, Mahaprabhu, I have written a commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, but I have not taught Sridhar Swami. Completely new commentary. Do you understand? So, he's such a puffed up fellow. Very puffed up. Proud fellow. Do you understand? And Mahaprabhu, many times Mahaprabhu crushed his pride. After, no! Swami je namane taku vishyakuri goni. Vanu. Don't accept Swami. Swami, Siddhar Swami. Swami means husband. Literal meaning. Understand he is a prostitute. He or she is a prostitute, one who doesn't accept husband or Swami, one who doesn't accept Siddhar Swami and explains Bhagavata, he is a prostitute. Siddharanugata karo Bhagavata vakhyano. Siddhar Swami is Jagat Guru. Siddhar Swami is Jagat Guru. If you want to write something, comment on Bhagavata, speak on Bhagavata, follow Siddhar Swami. Accept Siddhar Swami. Siddhar Swami, the best of commentators. He has commentary on it. Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has commentary on it. Madhvacharya has commentary on it. Jiva Goswami has commentary on it. Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur has commentary on it. Our revered spiritual master, Sri Prabhupada, is Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada has commentary. This is Bhakti Vedanta purports are here. So many commentators are there. There's a given commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. So, a scholar may think, well, I can take help of the commentaries and I can understand what the need of accepting the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what the need of Prem Bhakti. But Srimad said, no. Bhaktya bhagavatam rajyam na buddhya na sati kaya. Only by bhakti you can understand Bhagavata. You cannot understand Bhagavata by dint of your scholarship, merit, intelligence, learning, or taking help of the commentators. Commentaries. You understand? Only bhakti. Why? Why only bhakti is required to understand Bhagavata? That's another question. Why it is so? Why? Yes? Yes, that's a fact. Bhagavata is not different from Krishna. Bhagavata is not a mere shastra or grantha. You understand? Krishna tulya bhagavato vibhu sarvasraya prati sloke prati ukhyuri nana arthakaya. Chaitanya Bhagavata says, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, কৃষ্ণতুল্য ভাগবত বিভু সর্বাশ্রয় প্রতি শ্লোকে প্রতি অক্ষরে নানা অর্থ কর ইটস অ্যাজ গুড অ্যাজ কৃষ্ণ ডু ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড অ্যাজ গুড অ্যাজ কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণতুল্য ইজ নন ডিফারেন্ট ফ্রম কৃষ্ণ দিস ইজ কৃষ্ণস বাণী ইনকার্নেশন ডু ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড বিভু সর্বাশ্রয় কৃষ্ণ ইজ বিভু কৃষ্ণ ইজ সুপ্রিম লর্ড সিমিলারলি ভাগবত ইজ অলসো সুপ্রিম লর্ড ইজ নন ডিফারেন্ট ফ্রম কৃষ্ণ সর্বাশ্রয় As we take shelter of Krishna, similarly must take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, because he is Vibhu. Vibhu Sarvasvai. Prati sloke, prati yukhyari, nana artha goy. In every verse, even in every word, even in every letter, many, many meanings are there. If you want to explain one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam perfectly well, it will take days, days, days together. Because he is Vibhu. Vibhu means Supreme Lord, who is unlimited. Ananta. He is Ananta. He is unlimited. Yes, he is unlimited. Do you understand? Vibhu Sarvasroy. Prati shloke, prati akshari, nana arthavai. In every verse, in every word, every letter, many, many meanings are there. Because he is Vibhu Vastu. Because he is Supreme Lord, he is unlimited. So without bhakti, we cannot understand Krishna. Do you understand? Can anybody understand Krishna by dint of his merit, intelligence, learning? Only by bhakti. No man sadhyatijom, no sankhyam dharma uddhava, no suddhyaya tapastyago, jatha bhaktir mamarjita. Krishna himself has said. Krishna himself said. How can one understand him? In Bhagavad Gita, in Srimad Bhagavatam, many statements are there, many statements are there. It's Krishna's statements. What Krishna has said, how one can understand? Namaṁ sādhiti yogu no saṅkhyam na dharma uddhava no suddhyāyo tapastyāgo jathā bhaktīr mamurjitā. 11th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna says this thing to Uddhava. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says to Arjuna, bhaktyāmaṁ abhijānāti bhaktyāstu ananmayā labhya. Is Gita Vani. The statements of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Only by bhakti one can understand it. Anunya bhakti and alert devotion. Same instruction to Uddhava. In Srimad Bhagavatam 11th canto. Namaṁ sādhiti yogu no saṅkhyam na dharma uddhava no suddhyāya tapastyāgo tathā bhaktir mamarjitā. Uddhava, nobody can understand me. By suddhyāya, by Vedic study, by tapasya, undergoing severe austerity or penance, tyaga, complete detachment or renunciation, sankhya by sankhyalatana, by analytical study, sadhi by yoga sadhana, by yoga sadhana, mystic yoga sadhana, astanga yoga sadhana also, cannot understand. Namasadhi yogam, no sankhyam, no dharma, falling, strictly, the principles of dharma also, nobody can understand. Suddhāya tapasthyāva, jathā bhaktīr mamarjitā, as I am understood by bhakti only. So only bhakti is required to understand Krishna. And Srimad Bhagavatam is not different from Krishna, therefore, prema bhakti is required, and Mahāprabhu gives prema bhakti. Therefore says, jāo bhāgavata puro, vaiṣṇava anasthāne ekānta āśraya karo, Chaitanya-san, therefore said, go to a Vaiṣṇava, go to a Bhakta-bhāgavata, who is an embodiment of Bhāgavata, who is a dear devotee of Chaitanya Mahāprabhu, and hear Bhāgavata from him, and complete will take shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahāprabhu, who gives prema bhakti. Without that, nobody can understand Srimad Bhāgavata. That is why it is said. Bhāgavata dena māne se javana-sana. Tār sastā chhe janme janme prabhu jama. One doesn't accept Bhāgavata is a mlecho and javan. He is to be punished by jamarās, not one life, life after life. Janme janme, life after life. Therefore, it's there. Do you understand? These are some of the glorifications of Srimad Bhāgavatam. Before approaching Srimad Bhagavatam, before reading, before speaking on Srimad Bhagavatam, We must glorify Srimad Bhagavatam. We must beg for His mercy. Without His mercy, we cannot approach Him. We cannot touch Him. We cannot speak on Him. Therefore, we glorify, as we glorify Supreme Lord and beg for His mercy. Without His mercy, we cannot understand Him. He will never reveal Himself before us. So without the mercy of Srimad Bhagavatam, we cannot touch Him. We cannot speak on it. Therefore, we first glorify. Nirantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Now come to the text. Om namo bhagavati vasudevayo. Om namo bhagavati vasudevayo. Om namo bhagavati vasudevayo. Srimad Bhagavatam. Third canto, chapter 15, text 9-12. Acha. Sa tam vidatso saṁ bhūmaṁ tamasa lupta karmana tadabhra dayaya drushtya apanna arasikhitam satam vidasvasam bhumam tamasa lupta karmana adabhrodaye adrushtya apannam rah sikhitam. Not written there. So I will read translation only. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The demigods pray to Brahma, please look upon us mercifully, for we have fallen into a miserable condition. Because of the darkness, all our work has been suspended. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, because of complete darkness throughout the universe, the regular activities and engagements of all the different planets were suspended. In the north and south poles of this planet, there are sometimes no divisions of day and night. Similarly, when the sunlight doesn't approach the different planets within the universe, there is no distinction between day and night. This is like in deities, the Rakshasa, there, Hiranyakasipu, those who are great danger for the world, so such darkness has come. So demigods were praying to Brahma, please look upon us mercifully, for we have fallen into miserable condition. Because of darkness, all our work has been suffering. Why there is so darkness? They couldn't understand. They are always in fearful situation, what would happen? They are always fearful situation, always anxiety, distressed condition. So they approached Brahma to know its cause. In the next verse, text ends it. Esa devo dikir garbho. Oja kasyapam arpitam. Dishasti mirayan sarvam. Vardhate agniri vedhasi. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. As fuel overloads a fire, so the embryo created by the semen of Kasyapa in the womb of Diti has caused complete darkness throughout the universe. This is the reason why there is darkness. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, the darkness throughout the universe is explained herein as being caused by the embryo created in the womb of Diti by the semen of Kasyapa. The next verse, text 11. Maitreya Vacho Saprahasya Mahabaho Bhagavan Sabda Gocharaha Pratyachastatma Bhur Devan Prenan Ruchiraya Giran. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Maitreya said, thus the Lord Brahma, who is understood by the transcendental vibration, tried to satisfy the demigods, being pleased with their words of prayer. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, Brahma could understand the misdeeds of deity, and therefore he smiled at the whole situation. He replied to the demigods present there in words they could understand. Then this is text 12, it is written here. Brahma vacho manasa me suta jusmat purvaja sanakadayo cherur vihayasam lokam Lokesu, Vigata, Straha, Brahma Vacho, Manasame Suta Jusmat, Urbhaja Sanakadayo, Cherur Vihayasa Loka, Lokesu Vigata Straha, Brahma vacho manasame suta jusmat purvaja sanakadayo suta jusmat purvaja sanakadayo cherur vihaisa loka lokesu vigat spraha. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Brahma said, my four sons, Sanaka, Sanatana, Sanandana and Sanat Kumar, who were born from my mind, are your predecessors. Sometimes they travel throughout the material and spiritual skies without any definite desire. Please repeat translation. Lord Brahma said,
My four sons,
Sanaka, Sanatana, Sanandana and Sanat Kumar, who were born from my mind, are your predecessors. Sometimes they travel throughout the material world and spiritual skies without any definite desire. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. When we speak of desire, we refer to desire for material sense gratification. Saintly persons like Sanaka, Sanatana, Sanandana and Sanat Kumar have no material desire. But sometimes they travel all over the universe out of their own accord to preach devotional service. The four Kumaras, those were born from the mind of Brahma, the Sanaka, Sanatana, Sanandana, Sanat Kumar, they have no material desire. What purpose they travel? Throughout the world, all over the universe, even in the spiritual skies also. They have no definite desire. Here in Purport Prabhupada says, out of their own accord they travel to preach the devotional service, bhakti thought only. Is not a desire? Is it not a desire? Here is a non-definite desire, non-definite purpose, but in Purport Prabhupada says, sometimes they travel all over the universe out of their own accord to preach devotional service. So is it not a desire? Desire first line in Parpa-Kropa says, when speak of desire, you refer to desire for material sense gratification. That is desire. Kamo. Kamona. You understand? Material desire. Unlimited desire. Material desire means unlimited. Huh? Kamana untonahi. There is no end, no limit to material desire. You understand? Yes. Many, many desires are there. Ananta kamana hudi majhe. Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Ananta kamana hudi majhe. In my heart, unlimited desires are there. Yes. But these four kumaras are free from material desires. They have no material desires. Only to preach science of devotional service, they travel throughout this material world. Also sometimes they go to spiritual world and the material, the spiritual sky also. Do you understand? So that is not material desire. Do you understand? That is called, that is said to be desirelessness, niskamata. Do you understand? Niskamata, desirelessness. Mahaprabhu has taught us. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim kavitam bha, jagadisa kamaye, mama janmani janmanishvare, bhavata bhakti vaveta vipayi. This is desirelessness. What one should ask for? You understand? Ask Lord for what? Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim kavitam bha, jagadisa kamaye, mama janmani janmanishvari bhavata bhakti rahita vitvai. O Jagadishvara, O Lord of the universe, I am not asking for material wealth. Nandhanam. Dhana kamana. Do you understand? Desire for material wealth. That's material desire. So I am not asking for that. I have no such desire. No janam also. I am not asking for material followers. Those will praise me, those will flatter me, yes, speak of high of me, you understand? Sanstuta purusa pasu, you understand? So, desire, I have no such desire. I am not praying for that. Na dhanam, na dhanam, na sundari kamitamba, jagadisa kamaye. I have no desire for a beautiful woman to enjoy, you understand? No such lusty desire in him. And no desire for liberation. Bhavata janmani janmani swari, bhavata bhakti ahetu. Only give me sudha bhakti, pure devotion, you understand? Life after life, janmani janmani swari, life after life, I want to serve your lotus feet, give you all pleasure, all enjoyment to you. I never ask for any pleasure for me, or for any happiness for me, or any enjoyment for myself. This is desirelessness, niskamata. Do you understand? A niskama bhakta, who is a niskama bhakta, is very dear to the Lord, who has no material desire at all, only one desire, that's not material desire, only to give pleasure to the Lord, give all pleasure, all enjoyment, all happiness to the Lord. That is desirelessness. You follow? Such a, these four kumaras, they are such devotees here. Prabhupada says, when we speak of desire, we refer to desire for material self-gratification. But saintly persons like Sanaka, Sanatana, Sanandana, Sanat Kumar have no material desire. They are free from all these desires. When they were first born from the mind of the Manasaputra, these four Kumaras, Sanaka, Sanatana, Sanandana, Sanat Kumar, Brahma, who is their father, who is their father, is also a guru, Guruji. Yes, you understand? Father is also guru. Guruji. Sukra Janma. Trivida Janma. We have three types of birth. Sukra, Savitra, Daitya. Understand? Three types of birth we have. Sukra, Savitra, Daitya. Sukra Janma from Semina. Seminal birth. Father Semina. Sukra Janma. What's given me this birth? What's given me this body? Is my father from whose semina I've gotten this body. Is my father, he's Guruji. He's also Guruji. He should be his guru. Then Savitra and Daitya. Janmana jayate sudra samskaru dija uchyate. That is said also. Janmana jayate sudra samskaru dija uchyate. All are born as sudra. When they accept spiritual master, go to Guru Gruha, Guru's ashram, then Guru gives a new birth. You understand? Guru performs some purificatory ceremony, Dikhya Sanskar. You say Sanskar, Sanskar, Dija Uchari. Then second birth. One becomes Dija, second birth. Guru gives, that Guru gives. Guru is father, is spiritual father. He gives me that birth. You understand? Then, that is initiation. One accepts Guru, and Guru gives initiation, second birth. Do you follow? Dija. Then, Saukra Savitra Dharma. Then, Daitya Dharma. Then, Guru gives some mantra. Then, become Brahmana, Gayatri Mantra, and other mantras. Will perform some, Jagyans, fire sacrifices. Do you understand? That is Daitya Dharma, Trivida Dharma, three types of birth we have. So those who give us this birth, they are our Guru Janas, superiors, Gurus. So Brahma is father, Brahma is also Guru, Guru Jan of four Kumaras. When you give birth to four Kumaras, you order them. You accept wife, you marry, you accept wife, and procreate progeny. You understand? Procreate progeny. Increase praja, prajabuddhi. Do you understand my language? Population. But they refused. No, we won't do it. They refuse Guru's order, Guru Jana's order. But general rule is there, nobody should disobey Guru's order. Nobody should disobey. You understand? In Raghuvansa you'll find sa susruvan matali bhargobesa pitu niyoga prahutam dvishadvata pratya gruhida grajasasanam tadagya gurunam hi abhicharaniya. Order of Guru, order of Guru Janas, superiors, should not be disobeyed. Just accept it as it is. Avicharaniya, don't add any deliberation to it. Accept it as it is, without twisting it, without adding any deliberation of yours to it. Just accept as it is. This is general rule. Raghuvansa. Sasusruvan matari bhargavesa pituni niyogat prahutam duisadvata pratya gruhita gridasasanam tadagya gunanghi yavicharaniya. Example is Parshuram. Parshuram is an incarnation of the Lord. You understand? Is it? Parshuram, his father is Jamadagni, father Guru. Guru-san, I say, father is also Guru-san. His father, Ara, he has sons. His father, Ara, to cut off the head of their mother, Renuka. Do you understand? That's the ninth canto, also. He Ara, cut off the head of the mother, Renuka. Nobody would carry it out. You understand? Allah Rafa, how will it be? You cut off the head of my mother? I'll kill her of my mother. I'll commit this up Pap, matruhatya, mahapap, great sinful activity, you will go to hell and suffer. All of his sons thought up like that. Nobody. Do you understand? Cut up, nobody carried out his order. At last he ordered Parsura. Do you understand? Parsuram. Parsuram, without hesitation, immediately carried out. He didn't add any deliberation to it. He immediately cut up the murder. The head of the mother, Renuka. Therefore it said, Pratyagruhita grajasasanam tadajna grunam hi abhichaniya. Yes. As if mother is enemy. Is mother enemy? Cut up. Because this Gurujana's order. And this teaching, Gurujana's order, should be carried out as it is. Don't twist it. Don't add any of your deliberation to it. Do you understand? Nirvicharu rigrahaniyo. Without adding any deliberation, just accept and do. And Parshuram did it. Do you understand? In Ramayana also you'll find. In Ramayana, Ayodhya Kanda you'll find. Nirvicharam guru rajyamaya karjya mahatmana sreyo hevam bhavatyastra mamo chaiva visesabha. Lord Ram said to this thing to Lakhana. Do you understand? And to Bharata. Lakhana and Bharata also. In Ramayana you'll find Dasarath Maharaj was the father of Lord Rama. In Rama, the eldest son, four brothers, Ram, Lakhana, Bharat, Shatrughna, they were born. Do you understand? Ram was the eldest son, very dear to Dasarath Maharaj, and proclamation was there throughout the kingdom, Ayodhya, Lord Ram would be king. Yes. Do you understand? Next morning, just next morning, all preparation was there. Oh, so many rejoicings were there. People have decorated their houses, put the planted trees before the gate. So many auspicious arrangements were there. Lord Ram and the king all were rejoicing. But during the night time, everything completely changed. Queen Kaikeyi begged for two boons. Previously, Dasarath Maharaj was very much pleased with the service of Kaikeyi and he had asked for two boons. Kaikeyi said, whenever it is required, I'll ask for it. That day, Kaikeyi asked that night. She had a maid servant named Manthara, very crooked nature woman, lady. So she gave instruction. Now this is time you ask for the two boons. Maharaj has already given you, to give you two boons. First boon, ask for that Lord Ram, would go to forest for 14 years. The second boon, my son Bharat would be king. These two boons she asked for. And Dasarath Maharaj couldn't but grant it, couldn't say no. He has already promised to give it her two boons. And Kaikeyi has said, at the time, when the time will come, I'll ask for. This time has come. But this is a great song, that was a great song. Maharaj Dasarath. Because Ram was his eldest son, must be the right son. He couldn't but grant it. And this was a great shock, and he died. The instant he died. So, early in the morning, order came out. Order changed. This is a proclamation of Ram would be king. Now order came out, Ram would go to forest for 14 years. And Bharat would be king. This order came out. Last order. And that's that. You understand? So at that time, Bharat was not in the Ayodhya. He was in maternal uncle's house. And when Lord Ram got this order, he didn't ask anything. He followed it as it is. Yes, what is Guru Jana's order? That is to be followed without adding any deliberation to it. Nirbichara vigrahaniya. Understand? And Lord Ram set up that example. He is Marjada Purushottama. Lord Ram is Marjada Purushottama. Lord Krishna is Lila Purushottama. Lord Ram is Marjada Purushottama. Gauranga is Prema Purushottama. Do you understand? Marjada Purushottama means he never transgresses Vedic etiquette. Very strictly Lord Ram follows and he said, this is my mission. I have come here to teach the human society not to transgress Vedic etiquette. He very strictly self follows and made all of his citizens of Ayodhya and all the human beings of the whole world to follow it, not to transgress. Do you understand? When this order came out, Lord Ram would go to forest for 14 years, Bharat would be king, he accepted it as it is. He never said, why, what fault of mine, why shall I go to forest? I am the eldest son, I have right, I have birthright, and the throne, I have sit on the throne. He never had any question. He just followed as it is. He said, Guru Jana Radis Nirbichari Kanya. Nirbicharam guru rajyam maya karjya mahatmana sriyo hevam bhavatyascha mama chaiva visheshataha. He said this thing. Without nirbichar, without adding any deliberation to it, Guru's order, Guru Jana's order should be accepted and followed as it is. So he, there's no question. He put on, he gave up all royal dress, put on garment of a ascetic, you see, forest dweller, and went out for forest. You understand? And Dasarath Maharaj died, Bharat was not there at the time, then he was called for, he came from material uncle's house, maternal uncle's house, heard everything, this is the politics of his mother. Kaikeyi. He became displeased to his mother. No. Why did he like that? I am the servant of Lord Ram. Lord Ram is my master, I am his servant. How can I sit on the seat of my master? So he went to the nearby forest to make Lord Ram return. He requested Lord Ram, this is all in Ramayana. He requested Lord Ram, please return. Please return. You are my master, I am your servant. You are the eldest son, you have this right sitting on the throne. I have no right at all, I just to serve you. Then Lord Ram quoted this verse. Nirvicharam guru rajyam aya karja mahapana sreyo hevam bhaktyasya musayiva visheshataha. He says, what is Guru Jana's order? Superiors, Guru Jana father, spiritual master, Guru's order, that should be accepted and executed as it is, without adding any deliberation to it. That is good for you and good for me, O Bharat. That's good for you and good for me, O Bharat. He quoted this. Also he quoted the first from Raghu Vansa. Sa susruvan matari bhargovena pitu nyoga prahutam dvisadavat pratya gruhida grhajasasanam tadagyan gurunam hi avicharaniya. He quoted these two verses. Parshuram accepted, followed the order of his father and guru. What is that? You understand? His father who said, chop off the head of your mother. See, he didn't. Don't add any deliberation to it. My dear Bharat, that's good to you, that's good to me. Follow it as it is. This is the general rule. But here, four Kumars, they disobeyed. Huh? They disobeyed. Brahmaji is their father, and also the, yes, they disobeyed. Huh? No, we won't marry, we won't accept wife, we won't procreate children. We'll remain forever brahmachari. You understand? Forever brahmachari will remain. Brahmachari life is very good life. No chaos, no anxiety, very happy life. Yes. Prabhupada says, very happy life, brahmachari life. No chaos, no anxieties. If you become married, accept wife, so many chaos, anxieties will come. So many problems will come. Yes. You'll cry, you'll cry, you'll cry. A wife has so many demands. Yes, many demands. Ideal husband means to fulfill the demands of the wife. Yes. You understand? So they disobeyed. Here the question is that when this is the principle, Guru Rajyanir Vichare Grahaniya, without adding any deliberation to it, one should follow, one should execute, and so obey Gurujana's Adesh. Without deliberation, without adding any deliberation, but they disobeyed. And they become Mahajana, saintly person. Balir Vayasaki Vayam, these are 12 Mahajanas, and Kumaras come under them. How they become Mahajanas? They disobeyed Gurujana. Guru's order. And general rule is not to be disobeyed. Just to accept, just to follow as it is without adding any deliberation to it. How is it? This is the question. How is it? So what shall we follow? So what is for us? Shall we disobey Guru's order? Or shall we add any deliberation to it? Lord Ram and Lord Parshuram set up that example, not to disobey, not to add any deliberation to the Guru's order, Gurujana's order, just follow as it is. They set up that example. Whereas, four Kumaras set a different example. They disobeyed Brahma's order. Brahma is father, Guru also. How? Is it that they become Mahajanas? What example they set up before us? Can you say? That means, shall we disobey, that we follow them, disobey Guru's order, and should add any deliberation to it? Shall we do it like that? That is not for us. Do you understand? We follow the example of Parshuram and Lord Ram. Do you understand? Not to disobey, just accept Gurujana's order as it is, without adding any deliberation to it. That we accept. Do you understand? Lord Ram is Marjada Purushottam. He said, I have come here, this is my mission. To set up example. Yes. So Lord Ram is ideal for everybody, for men folk, for women folk. Sita Devi is ideal. Yes. Pativrata Sati, most chaste lady, devoted wife. That's ideal. You set up this idealism. Lord Ram said, that's my mission. It's a Marjada Purushottama. But for Kumaras, they are Mahajanas, but what example they set up, that's not ideal for us. We should not disobey. Gurujana's order, Guru's order, and should not add any deliberation to it. But they did it. But you should understand, they are exceptional personalities. They are not ordinary persons. Do you understand? They are exceptional personalities. Do you understand? And we are not exceptional personalities. We are general, ordinary persons. So general rule is meant for us. We should not disobey the general rule, principle. Yes. Vidhi alanghaniya. What is principle? Vedicating it, we should not transgress it. That is for us, general rule. But for Kumaras, our exceptional personality, they remain brahmachari, always 5-year-old boy naked. Is general? It's completely exceptional. They are always 5-year-old naked boys. Yes. It's exceptional personalities. You understand? It's not for general. That is why. And their purpose is very, very high and noble purpose. Only remain brahmachari, never marry, it's not accept. Remain brahmachari, and without chaos and anxiety, fearlessly travel throughout the world and preach the science of devotional service. This is exceptional. This is not general. You understand? So we should not follow what is exceptional, because we are not exceptional personalities. General rule is applicable for us. So this is general rule, that Gurujana's orders should not be disobeyed, but accepted as it is. Don't twist it, don't add any deliberation to it, just as it is. This example is Parshuram, example is Ravana. Understand? This is one point. Next thing comes. Sakama and Niskama Bhakta. One who has many, many material desires is Sakama. He may be a devotee, but he has many material desires also. And he comes to the Lord and begs for to fulfill all his material desires also. Yes. And Niskama Bhakta was no material desire at all, nandhanam, nandhanam. Nasundarin kabi bamba jagadi sakamai mama janmani janmani sri bhava bhakti rahe kripa. This is Niskama Bhakta, no material desire at all. Life after life, I'll give you all pleasure, all enjoyment, all happiness. I never for any happiness, any pleasure for myself. That is Niskama Bhakta. And on whom Krishna is pleased. With Sakam Bhakta or Nishkam Bhakta. These four Kumaras here, they are Nishkam Bhaktas. Prabhupada says, essentially person like Sanaka, Sanatana, Sanandana, Sant Kumara, no material desire, sometimes travel all over the universe, after their own accord, preach devotional service also, thereby to preach. The science of devotional service, Krishna is very much pleased with it. Nishkam Bhakta. And Niskama Bhakta, here in Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll find, devatas, demigods, demigods are also devotees. Are they not devotees? They carry out the order of Supreme Lord, yes, but they are Sakama Bhaktas. They have desires. Many material desires they have. Now they are afraid of. Two demons are coming in the womb of Viti. Now there's such darkness is there. No sunlight. They are very afraid of. Now they are approaching Brahma. What is this? Why is this comes? They are afraid of, you see. Everything will finish, there will annihilation may come, complete annihilation, everything. Our position will go, we'll die, we'll be finished. They're afraid of this thing, because they have desire. They are Sakama Bhaktas, they have desire. But a pure devotee has no desire at all. Nandhanam, nandhanam, nasundarin kabitambha jagadi sakamaye. Mama janmani janmani sri bhavatar bhakti rahe tvitvi. Do you understand? No desire at all. No material desire for enjoyment, no desire for any material enjoyment, no desire for material liberation also. Bhavatar bhakti rahe tvitvi, only rahe tvitvi bhakti. They beg for pure devotion, beg for another devotion only. Life after life, I'll serve your lotus feet, O Lord, and give all pleasure and enjoyment. Third canto, Srimad Bhagavatam also will find. This is Brahmaji also. Nati prasidati tadhopo chito patari aradhita suraganir sudibaddhagami jat sarva bhuta dayaya asad labhaya eko nana janesu avahita sudantara atma. This is third canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, ninth chapter, text 12. Brahmaji says, Nati prasidati. Supreme Lord never becomes pleased with the persons who have material desires. Tadhopacharir aradhita suraganir. These suragana, the devatas, the demigods, they have many, many desires, material desires. Deva janma is a bhoga janma. Do you understand? Birth of a demigod, demigod birth is not considered durlabha janma. Not considered rarely achieved birth. Manava janma is considered rarely achieved birth. Durlabha manava janma. Do you understand? The human birth is considered rarely achieved birth. But not the birth of a demigod. Birth of demigod is not considered as rarely achieved birth, but the human birth is. Why? Because the demigod, though they are in higher planetary systems. Yes. They are higher planetary systems. Isn't it? But they have so many desires, many material desires. Desires of enjoyment, bhogadhoni. They are enjoying there. So much material enjoyment, so much material enjoyment is there. And their lifespan is very long lifespan, one kalpa. You cannot calculate such long space lifespan. They have gotten, and they have occupied higher planetary systems. They have some controlling capacity also. They are controlling some activities of this material universe. Yes. And they are enjoying. And they are always afraid of, yes, what happened? We'll lose our position, our material enjoyment. So much material enjoyment, we lose this, then we will be bereft of this thing. They are afraid. Do you understand? They are afraid. As long as you have material desires, you cannot have a happy life at all. No? Always in anxiety, always in fearful condition. Yes. Here this verse says, Nati prasidati tathopachari aradhita suragunair hudipaddhakami jat sarva bhuta dayaya asad labhaya eko nana janesu avahita sudantaratma. Brahmaji said, this is the statement of Brahmaji, O Lord, you are the super soul of all the living entities. You are there in the heart of all living entities. You are only well-wisher friend of all living entities. Those who are avartas, those are non-devotees. They cannot understand you. They cannot get you. They have many, many material desires. They want to enjoy. Even they kill the innocent animals. Yes. Innocent animals eat their flesh to give pleasure to their palate. Do you understand? They have no mercy to living entities, towards living entities. Do you understand? But those who are devotees, your devotees and allowed, those are developed under devotion, they have no desires at all, no desire for material enjoyment, no desire for liberation. Only they desire how to give you all pleasure, all enjoyment, all happiness, life after life. And you are very much pleased with them. You understand? Pleased with them. But this demigod, Suragani means demigods. These demigods have many, many material desires, Sudibaddhagami, in their heart. So many material desires they have. And they also offer worship to you. They offer worship to you. Upachita upachare. With source of puja, with 16 types of items they offer very opulent worship to you, because they are in an opulent position. So much opulence, material opulence is there in heavenly planet. And they offer worship also. But nāti prasidati, but you are not pleased with them. Yeah? You are not pleased with them, O Lord. Why? Hrudivaddha kāmi. Because so many unlimited material desires they have in their heart. In order to fulfill their material desire, they offer worship to you. Give us this thing, give us this thing, give us this thing, give us this thing. They only ask so many things. Sarva-bhūta-daya avasat-labhya eko nāna-janeśva-vahīta śrūdhantara-ātmā. But with a desireless devotee, no material desire, no material desire for enjoyment, no material desire for liberation, only bhavata-bhakti-rahoi-pritai. He wants only an alloyed devotion, life after life, just to render loving service to the lotus feet and give all pleasant enjoyment. If he offer worship, you are very much pleased with him. So with whom Krishna is pleased? He is never pleased with the demigods. There are so many material desires in their heart, and they offer so much opulent worship. Nāti prasidati. Yes. So this is Brahma Bhakti. Brahma is one of the Mahajanas. This is very grave. All Vaishnava Tattva is here. They are not at all. Those are so many material desires, they are not merciful to. They are not jīvedaya. You understand? Jīvedaya. They have no mercy towards living entity. Rather they kill innocent material living entity, eat their flesh to give pleasure to them. Asodlobhaya. Lord cannot be they cannot get the Lord. They cannot understand the Lord. Though they offer such opulent worship to the Lord. The Lord is never pleased with it. Never pleased with the demigods. There are so many material desires in their heart, and they offer so much opulent worship. Nāti prasidati. Yes. So, this is Brahma Bhakti. Brahma is one of the Mahajanas. This is very grave. All Vaishnava Tattva is here. They are not at all. Those are so many material desires, they are not merciful to. They are not jīvedaya. You understand? Jīvedaya. They have no mercy towards living entity. Rather they kill innocent living entity. Asodlobhaya. Lord cannot be they cannot get the Lord, they cannot understand the Lord, though they offer such opulent worship to the Lord. The Lord is never pleased with him. But the pure devotee is free from all sorts of desires, desire for material enjoyment or material liberation, only bhavata bhakti rahit vidhi. They are merciful, they see everywhere. They see everywhere the presence of the Lord. You see a living entity, they see the one, only one relationship, Krishna samanda. Oh, it's Krishna's jiva. Yes. Living entity is related to Krishna. If God, if living entity has his perfect loving relationship with Krishna, who sees Krishna samanda? Who always sees and everywhere sees the relationship with Krishna? This is the pure devotion. There is no desire at all, no material desire. Desire for enjoyment, material enjoyment, desire for liberation. Only bhavata bhakti rahita vidhi. Do you understand? And Krishna is very easily available for him. Do you understand? But for non-devotees, there are so many material desires. Or like demigods, those who have many, many material desires also, they are also devotees, but to fulfill their material desires, they offer opulent worship to the Lord, but nāti prasidati. The Lord is not pleased with them. And asodlabhaya, they cannot get you. Get you. So, dharma, artha, kāma, mukhya. Four types of desires. You understand? Dharma, artha, kāma, mukhya. So-called religiosity, economic development, fulfillment of material desires and desire for moksha, liberation, all desires. But pure devotee is free from all these desires. Kama, these are all desires. Here Prabhupada says, speak of desires, we refer to desire for material sense gratification. Also desire for liberation is also one of the desires. Therefore says, bhukti and mukti. Understand my language? Bhukti and mukti are two witches. Two witches. Do pisachi. Bhukti and mukti. Material enjoyment, that is bhukti. Material liberation, that is mukti. Unless you free yourself from the clutches of the two witches, bhukti and mukti, you cannot get Supreme Lord. You cannot have Krishna. Understand? So a pure devotee has no desire for material enjoyment, no desire for material liberation. He is free from the clutches of two witches, bhukti and mukti. Only one desire, bhavata bhakti rahetu vidvai. Life after life, please give me. I'm only devotion only. I don't want anything. And here Brahmaji says, in whose heart is filled with so many desires like demigods, if though they offer worship to you, O Lord, you are not pleased with them. You are not pleased with them. You understand? Krishna knows the heart. Krishna knows the heart. 11th canto. Bhagavatam also you'll find. Also you'll find. There is a verse. Asahi param dukkham nairasyam param sukham. Jatha sanchidya kantasam sukham suswapa pingalaha. Pingala visya. If the prostitute was there in Videhanagar. His name was Pingala. He Pingala Visya, he prostitute. Do you understand? She has desire for sexual enjoyment. Rupala. Always she was decorating herself very nicely, nice saris, nice ornaments, lipstick, snow powder, attracting the wealthy young men. Do you understand? Selling her body and earning money. Do you understand? One day, one wealthy young man gave her assent to Lord, I'll come this evening to you. Do you understand? So Pingala Vesya, that prostitute Pingala decorated also very nicely, put on nice saris, night ornaments, put on lipsticks, no powder, sand, something very attractive. Standing as soon as evening can stand, she stood at the doorstep, just waiting for the young, wealthy man to come. But he didn't come. Do you understand? Waited. 10 PM passed, 8 PM passed, 9 PM passed, 10 PM passed. Oh, not coming. This desire is there. Oh, he'll come. I'll get so much money. Then she goes to her room, just to take some rest, standing so many hours. She had her head ache, and some legs ache. She goes to her apartment just to sleep. Cannot sleep. Some little sound is there. Oh, Simimi coming. Then runs there to the doorstep. Couldn't sleep at all. But she's not coming. Some other sound is there. So at last, it became 12. That wealthy young man didn't come. At last he said this thing. Asahi parama dukkham nairasyam parama sukham jatha sanchidya kantasam sukham suswapa pingala. He said, this asa, the desire, this kamana, desire means material desire. As long as there are material desires in your heart, You will only suffer, only suffer, only suffer. Asahi parama dukkham. Only suffering, only distress will come to you. No happiness. Nairasyam parama sukham. If you give up all this desire, become completely desireless, then you'll be happy, real happy. Yes. Real happy. When you give up, once you give up that desire, no more waiting for that young, wealthy man. No more. Give up that desire, do you understand? And developed that day some detachment, some vairagya. It developed some vairagya. Do you understand? What is this? I am such a nasty woman, lady, in this Vidyanagar. I have so many material desires, so I am just doing nasty business, selling this body and earning money. And I'm suffering, I cannot sleep at all. What is this life? You become disgusted. Give up that desire. Asahi parama dukkham narasyam parama sugam. The asa, material desire, as long as material desires are there in your heart, you'll never get happiness at all. Narasya parama sugam. Give up all material desire, completely become desireless, then very, very happy. You understand? Dadha sanchidya kanta asan sukham suswapa pingala. When you give up that desire completely, then she could sleep, otherwise couldn't sleep. Even a person with many, many unlimited material desires, he cannot sleep at night. Yes, he cannot sleep at night. What sort of life it is? A most unhappy person. Yes, it's generally said three types of person generally can sleep. Jogi, rogi, bhogi. Jogi, rogi, bhogi. Three types of person can sleep at night. A yogi who does yoga sadhana, he cannot sleep, he does yoga sadhana. A rogi who is a patient, getting so much pain in his body, how can he sleep? And bhogi, a materialistic person who has so many material desires, you understand, always thinking of how to enjoy, how to fulfill this desire, that desire, so many material desires hunting his mind, he cannot sleep. Yogi, rogi, bhogi. Three times person cannot sleep at night. What sort of life? This is a happy life. Third canto, ninth chapter. Text 10 and 5. Ahani apratata karana nisi nisayana. Nana manurthadhiya khrubhugru nidra. Daiva hatartha rachana. Rusayopi deva. Jusvat prasanga vimukha. Yasansaranti. You see? Those who have so many material desires, what they do to fulfill their material desires? They are toiling very hard like an ass. Day and night, toiling hard like an ass. Dardhaver mata ami kori parishram. I'm toiling hard like an ass. Ahani apratartha karana. Throughout the daytime, what they do? Very early morning, they cannot sleep at night. They have to get up very early and catch the train or bus or flight, fly there, or go there, run there, and work there. Work there, tell their heart like an ass for money. Always thinking of money. Brighter than sunshine, sweeter than honey. Only this thought is there. No thought of love, no thought of God. They cannot sleep at night. Oh, I have to get up early in the morning, very early, take my bath and run there and catch up the bus, catch up train, miss, then I cannot go to my field of activity, I cannot earn money. How can I sleep? Ahanya purtartha karana. Nisi nisayana. For daytime, he engages himself in some various ways. How can money? To fulfill his material desires, more money is required, yes. For this purpose, one may be pulling rickshaw, doing kuligiri, Or one may be sitting in the, office or high court judge, supreme court judge, very nice comfortable compartment sitting, only for earning money, 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 only thinking money. Yes, for daytime. They are all engaged in earning money to fulfill their material desires. Ahanya pradhat karana. Then days gone, evening came, they come back to their house to take rest. But they cannot take rest. So many material desires they have in their mind, they cannot sleep at all. Nisi ni soyana. They spend sleepless nights. Yes, bhogi. Do you understand? Bhogi. Who is a materialistic person of so many material desires, so many enjoyment, he cannot sleep at all. Yes. He spends sleepless nights. Yes. So many material thoughts coming, hunting his mind, he cannot sleep at all. So many anxieties he has. Yes. He has earned black money. Many black money put in the bank. Yes. Bank balance. He is cheating government. Yes. Not giving proper accounts to government. Illegally earning money. Government people have eyes on him. This person is cheating us. We should grab him. Do you understand? And levy taxes on him. He is afraid of the government people also. Someday they will come and catch me. That fear is there in his mind. He cannot sleep. He has kept dogs to guard his black money, his wealth, Alsatian dog. He says that dogs lose at that time. They'll bark, bow, bow, bow. If by chance little sleep is there, the dog barks, bow, bow. Oh, dog has came. Thief came. Government people came. How can he sleep? How can he sleep? Ahanya pratartha karana, nisi nisayana, whole night. Spend sleepless night, no sleep at all. It's a happy life. So many material desires you have in your heart. You can sleep at night, this says. Ahanya pratartha karana, nisi nisayana, nana manurthadhiya, khyana bhagna nidra. By chance little sleep comes, it breaks. Cannot sleep at all. So many material desires he has. Daiva hatartha rasana, rusayopi deva, jusma prasanga vimukha, yasan sandhya. The such materialistic persons, to fulfill their material desires, making so many plans and projects. Many plans, many projects. Yes, how to get more money, more money, more money. Yes, many plans, many projects they make. But what happened? What happened? All their projects fail. All their scheme fail. They, put so much money, capital they used. When it failed, they lost everything. Oh, my money is lost completely. Some $1 billion I invested. In this project is lost now. Crying, always thinking, I lost everything, what shall I do? Then gets shocked, he dies, finished. So what is this happy life? Daiva hatartharasana rusayupi deva jusmat prasanga vimukha yohasan saranti. Ultimate sanctioning authority is daiva, providence, supreme law. Krishna says, anumanta upadrashta bharta bhokta maheshwara. Bhagavad Gita Krishna, anumanta upadrashta bharta bhokta maheshwara. I am the ultimate sanctioning authority. Unless Krishna sanctions your plan, I will come out successful. You may get it sanctioned by government. You put forth a project, plan, leave for government, if please sanction my project, so much money will come. The government may sanction. If Krishna will not sanction, your plan is so that it will never come out of samsara. Daiva hadartha rasana rushayopi deva jisma prasanga vimukhaya samsanti. But Krishna, unless you sanction by Supreme Lord, Daiva, Providence, your plan projects never come out successfully. Do you understand? So, such persons, materialistic persons, fulfill their so many material desires and money, they make so many plans, projects, but it is not sanctioned by the Lord. It fails. It fails. At last they die. Yes. So many, even these devatas, they have many, many material desires, desires for material enjoyment, the bhogadoni, only they are enjoying. They are always afraid of this. When this darkness comes, they are afraid of. What is this? This time of dissolution comes, everything will finish, then how can we enjoy? We'll lose our position. So they are afraid. When the devatas, Daiva Hatartha, Rushayavapi Deva, he said devatas. When devatas fall down, here they become Rusis, Munis. Do you understand? Rusis, Munis, they have desire for liberation. Mukti, Mukti, Mokya. Yes. They are not interested in bhakti, not interested in Supreme Lord. Do you understand? Rusayavapi Deva, Jusmat Prasanga Vimukha. They are not interested in Bhagavata Katha, Krishna Katha. Such Rusis, Munis, so they fall down from their position. Devatas elevated position, they fall down. When they fall down, they become Rusis, Munis. And the Rusis, Munis, they have desire for liberation, not for pure devotion. Not, they are not interested in Bhagavata Katha, Krishna Katha, Jusmat Prasanga Vimukha. When the Rusis, Munis fall down, they become Kshatriyas, or Vaishyas, or Sudras. Yes. Do you understand? Because they have this desire, dharma, artha, kam, mokya. So-called religiosity, economic development, fulfillment of material desire, and maybe mokya, munis, rusis, liberation. But they are not interested, pure devotion, never ask for pure devotion, not interested in Harikatha, Krishna Katha, Bhagavat Katha, to serve and render loving service unto the Supreme Lord Krishna and give them all, give him all pleasure and enjoyment. They never want it. It never comes out from their mouths. They are Bhagavat Prasanga Vimukha. They are Bhagavat Prasanga Vimukha. What is that? Understand? They are not interested in Bhagavata Katha, Krishna Katha, not interested in devotional service at all. Do you understand? Jaiva Hatartha Rasana, Rishayopi Deva, Jusupat Prasanga Vimukha, Yasana Sanji. They only wander here in lots of spaces here in this material world. Do you understand? This is their lot. They also need the material desire, how will get happy life? There is no happiness at all. So, who is free from all these desires, only to render loving service unto the lotus feet of Krishna and giving all pleasure in this kama bhakta. Devotees, no desire, of material enjoyment and material liberation. What is their prayer? What they ask for? What they ask for? Yes, bhakti Vinod Thakur. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has a nice song. Yes. What they ask? What is it? The nice song, I'll sing it. The nice song.
Prabhu tava pada juge mora nivedana Prabhu pada juge mora nivedana nahi magi deha sukha vidya dhana jana nahi magi deha sukha विद्याधन जन नहीं मागी स्वर्ग आरो मोक्ष नहीं मागी नहीं मागी स्वर्ग आरो ना कोरी प्रार्थना को विभूति ना कोरी प्रार्थना को निज कर्म गुण दोषी जे जे जन्म पाई गुण दोषी जन्मे जन्मे जन तवो नाम गुण गाई जन्मे जन्मे जन तवो एको मात्र आशा मम तोमारो चरणी एको अहे तुकी भक्ति हृदे जागे अनुक्षणी अहे तुकी भक्ति हृदे विषय जे प्रीति एवे आछो ए आमारो विषय जे प्रीति एवे मत प्रीति हौ चरणी तो मारो से मत प्रीति हौ चरणी तो मारो विपदे संपदे ठाकुर सम भावे दीने दीने वृद्धि हो ना मेरो प्रभावी दीने दीने वृद्धि हो पशु पक्षी हो थाकी स्वर्गे वाणी रहे तब भक्ति रहु भक्ति विनोद हृदय तब भक्ति रहु भक्ति विनोद हृदय दिस इज अ नाइस सॉन्ग भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर महाजन आचार्य इन द लाइन ऑफ गौड़ीय वैष्णव परंपरा known as seventh Goswami, after six Goswamis. He, Prabhu tava pada joge mor nivedana, nahi magi deha sukha vidya dhana dana, nahi magi swarga ar mukhya nahi magi, nākari prarthana kon vibhuti lagi. These are all desires. Do you understand? Material sthiti personal, all these desires, unlimited material desires, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur offers prayer, lotus feet of Supreme Lord, O Lord, this is my prayer at your lotus feet that I am not asking for my bodily comfort. You understand?
Oh, live comfortably, enjoy. No, I am not asking for it. You understand? No bodily comfort. Give me all bodily discomfort. Huh? Why are you worried? That is mercy on you. You are getting in bodily discomfort. Yes. Here, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Nahi magi deho sukho. I never ask for bodily comforts. Huh? Vidya, dhana, jana. Do you understand? I am not asking for material, scholarship, education. Yes. Natasha person has this desire. How can I lead comfortable life? Yes, very nice. Comfortable arrangements will be there. Yes. Huh? No discomfort will be there. Yes. Nice apartment. AC fittings are there. Winter season no cold. Hot season no hot. Nice. Comfortable. Isn't it? But in this kama bhakta, who is free from all sorts of desires, what he asks? Nahi magi deho sukho. I never may ask for bodily comfort. Do you understand? If I get all bodily comfort, I'll forget you. I'll completely forget you. Yes. Completely forget you. So many body distress is there, bodily discomfort is there. Then artha. A distressed person offer prayer. Chatravidha vadantemang jana sukhadin arjuna artha arthaarthi jigyasu jnani ca bharatarsava. Isn't it? Huh? Gita, Krishna says, four kinds of persons. Huh? They do my bhajan. Huh? Arthi, isn't it? Who is put in distress, suffering, he prays for the Lord. Huh? Isn't it? Yes. Yajdina bandhu, artha bandhu, he is the friend of the distressed, isn't it? Krishna is the friend of the distressed, yes. I am the most distressed person, and my friend is there. Huh? My friend is there. He is Dinabandhu, Arthabandhu. Huh? He is a friend of the distress. He is one of the names of Supreme Lord is Dinabandhu, Arthabandhu. Huh? He is friend of the distress. I am the most distressed person. Patita, Dina. I am Patita. I am fallen, most distressed, Dina, Artha. And I heard, yes. I have a friend. He is Dina Bandhu. He is Artha Bandhu. He is Supreme Lord Krishna. He is friend of distress. Huh? Patita, Dina Bandhu. Huh? Patita hut sahe, Dina Bandhu riti namene, Patita hut sahe, Bhakta vas chalataya iti smutta, Hudai asukam pade. I feel myself very much inspired when I heard, oh, he is Dinabandhu. Huh? Krishna is Dinabandhu. He is the friend of the distressed. Yes, friend of the fallen. Patitar bandhu, dinar bandhu is friend of the distressed. I am the most distressed. When I heard this, I become, feel myself very much inspired. I came here. Yes, my friend is here. So I came. I come here. Huh? My friend is here. He will help me. I am most. Here, I heard, bhakta-vassalataya. Coming here, I heard, he is bhakta-vassala. Huh? He is very dear to his devotee. Then my heart throbs. Oh, I am not bhakta at all. I have no bhakti at all. So how can I approach? Huh? He is bhakta-vassala. He is very dear to his devotee. But I have no bhakti. I am dina. I am patita. I am most distressed, most fallen, and he is my friend. Hearing his name, I feel myself very inspired. I came here, but I heard here, he is Bhaktavasala. Oh, he is a dearest devotee, I am not devotion. My heart throbs. How can I approach? Understand? You understand what I say? Try to understand me. So, nahi magi deha sukha vidyadhanadana. all material calamities and dangers to come to her again and again. Understand? Viparasantuta sasva tatra tatra jagadguru bhavata darsana punar bhava darsana. Let the dangers come again and again to me. All calamities, dangers, so many dangers have come to Kunti Devi and her sons. Yes. But every time dangers come, calamities come, distress come, I cry before you. I offer prayer, crying and crying. I get your darshan. Yes, I get your darshan every time. Once someone gets your darshan, no more coming to this material world, dukkhalaya. Huh? This material platform, miserable platform, no more he'll come if he gets once darshan of Supreme Lord. So let that vipadas, dangers, calamities come again and again. That's welcome. Yeah, and then I'll get your darshan. If I get your darshan, no more coming to this material world, dukkhalaya. Somebody, this is Kunti Devi. Therefore, a pure devotee, he knows this thing. I from Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Nahi magi deha sukha vidya dhanadam. These are all necessary person desire. Give all bodily comforts, material education, material wealth, followers. Yes. Heavenly enjoyment, liberation, jnanis. Yes. Opulence. These are all material desires. But niskama bhakta is free from all the desires. Another devotee, he never asks. He says, I never ask for bodily comfort, never ask for material comfort, enjoyment, never ask for material education, material wealth, followers. Nahi magi swarga, I am not asking for this. Please take me to heavenly planet. Where I can get so much enjoyment that the demigods are getting. I'm not mukhya nahi magi. I'm not asking for mukhya liberation. Nākari pārthana kon vibhuti ralagi. I'm not asking for any sort of coolness. You understand? This is desirelessness. Not asking. Nija karma guna dose jeje janma pāy. Janme janme janatava nāma guna gāy. Such a pure devotee, even never ask for the Lord to free himself from his karmic reactions. Please destroy my karmic reactions. He never asked for that. No? Rather he said, whatever karma, I have done many, many bad karmas. Yes. Many, many bad karmas I have done. Many, many. Not once or twice, thousand, thousand times, O Lord. Sahasra, sahasra vara. Eno dushta karma nahi, jahami nākari sahasra, sahasra vara, Prabhu. O Lord, I am such a rascal. Not stupid. I have done all sorts of abominable activities, all nasty activities, all sinful activities, dushta karma, do you understand? Not once or twice, but thousands and thousands times I have done. I'm such a rascal. Yes. You understand? I'm such a person. So, if your devotee never prays, oh Lord, please destroy all these karmic reactions. He never prays for that. Rather he says, nija karma guna dosi jeje janma pāy, janme janme janatava nāma guna gāy. Whatever birth I deserve according to my, the result of my activity, karma, let me have it. Understand me? Let me have it. Kita janma dao, jathātu yādāso. Yes, I have done so much sinful activities, nasty activities, abominable activities. As a result, I deserve to take birth as an insect. Yes, I deserve it. Let me have it. Kita janma dao. Yes. Your devotee, you never ask for that. Please destroy my karmic reaction. Never says. Whatever I deserve according to karma phala, my karma phala, result of my karma,
let me have that bhav, but only one prayer I have. Janme janme janatava nanu munaga. Whatever bhav I may be having, oh, every bhav, I'll chant your holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Only I chant your holy name, only I want to glorify you, O Lord, whatever bath I may get, according to my karma fala. He never asked for that. Ekamatra asamam tamar charane, ahetri bhakti hudai jagyam chan. Only one prayer I have. At your lotus feet, O Lord, ahetri bhakti, please give me another devotion only. That is Mahaprabhu's teaching. Bhavata bhakti ahetri bhakti. This is Niskama Bhakta, who is free from all sorts of desires. Desirelessness, Niskama. Ahetri bhakti. In my heart, this desire should be there. Ahetri bhakti, only devotion only. No other desires should be there. You understand? That is the. Vishaya je prithibe asaya amar, sei mato prithibhuk charane tomar, O Lord. I am a materialistic person. So many material desires I have. Yes. I am very much interested. Very much attached. I have strong attachment to this material objects of enjoyment. Yes. Very strong attachment I have developed. Yes. And please, I have this prayer. At your lotus feet, O Lord, the attachment, the strong attachment as I have, to this objects of material enjoyment, let that attachment be transformed to your lotus feet. You understand? Let that attachment be transformed to your, be directed to your lotus feet. Let me develop that strong attachment to your lotus feet only. This is his prayer. You understand? Vipade sampade taha thakur samabhave, dine dine vriddhi hok nane prabhave. Let that attachment, strong attachment, to your lotus feet, remain with me, always, equally, in time of distress and time of happiness. In time of distress and time of happiness, let it be always with me, equally, and let it increase day, by chanting your holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. This is the prayer of a Niskama Bhakta, pure devotee who is free from all sorts of desires, desirelessness. Do you understand? Pashu pakhi hoy thaki sugyava niroy, tava bhakti rahu bhakti vinodahuray. I may be placed in the heavenly planet or in hellish planet. Yes. Sorgeva niroy, according to my karma phala, according to the result of my karma, fruitive activity. I may get such birth, a demigod's birth, in the heavenly planet, or very, very low birth, and maybe a worm in the hell. Yes. Wherever I may be, blessed in either heaven or hell, but one prayer I have, maybe in the species of animal, bird or beast, whatever may be, I have only prayer, tava bhakti rahu bhagati vinata. Let your bhakti, your devotion be there, in the heart of bhakti vinata thakur. Nothing else. Do you understand? This is Niskam Bhakta. A devotee who has no, is free from all sorts of material desires, desire for material enjoyment, desire for material liberation also. Understand me? That is his prayer. Who has this prayer of the lotus feet, he is very dear to the Lord. He is very dear to the Lord. He has no desire. For Kumaras, they are saintly person like son of Sanatana, Sanandana, Sanat Kumar has no material desire, but sometimes travel all over the universe out of their own accord to preach devotional service. They travel everywhere, material world and also spiritual skies. Go everywhere just to preach the science of devotional service. Prana-sitar-sehetu-prasar. He has a life. Therefore he goes out to preach the science of devotional service, science of Krishna consciousness. Let me go and inculcate Krishna consciousness. These fellows are suffering, suffering, suffering. Yes. Prabhupada came to this Western world, which is hell. It's a hellish. It's a hell. Yes. What sort of life? Dog's life, horse life, really? This is like with the Prabhupada. Dog civilization? Thinking themselves very much civilized? What sort of civilization? Dog civilization, yes. Leading dog's life, horse life, yes. This is hell. Hell is coming. Why? Why someone come to the hell? Only for preaching science of Krishna consciousness. His heart bleeds. Well, they are suffering. They don't know. They are in
fool's
paradise. Yes, fool's paradise. They are in fool's paradise, not real paradise. Thinking, I am in paradise. How are you? Fine. I am fine. Fine. Suffering, suffering, suffering. Day and night cannot sleep at night. Well, I am fine. I am fine. I am enjoying, enjoying, enjoying. Rascal. Fool's paradise. In fool's paradise. But sadhu sees it as a fool's paradise. Suffering does not know. Why is suffering? Let me go there. So he comes to the hell to preach the science of devotional service. Krishna consciousness. Let me inculcate Krishna. Prana, chitta. Because he has prana, his life. Krishna is life. He says, oh, Krishna, jiva, suffering. So he comes to the hell to preach this. There he preaches. He goes out everywhere freely. Free from chaos and anxiety, fearlessly goes and preaches the science of Krishna consciousness. That is the topmost, doing good. Sarvocha paropakar, topmost doing good, who preaches the science of Krishna consciousness. Inculcates Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness, no more suffering. He can understand what is this material world, what is this material desire. So many material desires, yes. Therefore, he is unhappy, he is distressed. Then you free, you give up all this mental desire and develop pure devotion only. Both are bhakti or hate, then you live a real happy life. Live a real happy life. The sadhu comes. And these four kumaras, they travel throughout the material, spiritual sky without indefinite desire. Only to preach, there is nothing else. They are doing real good. Suffering souls. You understand? Then, if you can understand this thing, what is devotional service? What is Krishna consciousness? Become will become complete Krishna conscious, no more suffering at all. And you cherish no desire at all. Only one desire, bhavatar bhakti rahit give me. Just give me only another devotional Lord, nothing else. Then, very happy, he will be always with Krishna. Sajira anandamaya vigraha, Krishna is sadmaya, chenmaya, anandamaya vigraha. Full of eternality, full of knowledge and full of blissfulness. It's a blissful life in that. Otherwise, as long as you have all these desires, you will only suffer, you will only suffer, you will suffer, become more of a distressed. Asahi parama dukkham, rasyam parama sukham. Pingalavasyam gave up that desire, he could sleep. Otherwise, couldn't sleep. Yes, that is his life. You follow me? And four kumaras are like that. They are nishkam bhaktas, no material desire at all. They freely traverse, wander everywhere, praise the science of Krishna consciousness. Let me tell this story of what happened. These two gatekeepers, Jaya and Vijaya, they have and they are taking bath of demons. That Brahma said. Therefore this darkness has come. Thank you very much. Prabhupada Ji Maharaj Ji Jai. Bhagavata Katha Ji Jai. ಸಮಮೇತ ಭಕ್ತ ಬಿಂದ ಕೀಜ ಗೌರ್ ಪ್ರಮಾನಂದಿ ಹರಿ ಪೆನ್ ಇನ್ ಮೈ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ಭಾಗವತಂ ನಿಗಮ ಕಲ್ಪತರ ಗಳಿತ ಫಲ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ರೈಪೆಂಡ್ ಸ್ವೀಟೆಸ್ಟ್ ನೆಕ್ಟಾರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಜ್ಯೂಸಿ ಫ್ರೂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ವೇದಿಕ್ ಟ್ರೀ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಬಟ್ ಆಲ್ ಲೆಫ್ಟ್ ದರ್ಫೋರ್ ಐ ಸ್ಟಾಪ್ ಮೈ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಾಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಟೂ ಅವರ್ಸ್ ಮೋರ್ unlimited yes.
Okay, they
have no taste. Yes, it's delicious. How nectarian, how sweet it is, huh? More you relish, more you feel insatiable. No, I'm not satisfied. Give more. Huh? Very satiable. Huh? So nectarian, sweet, mellow. Isn't it?
Yes. I waited all the way to the end of the class to ask a question.
Yes.
May I ask two
yes.
questions?
Yes.
Okay. One, Prabhupada mentions in the first canto about how Vyas wrote the theistic system, which we follow.
Mm-hmm.
Then he mentions the authors of six other authors of six other systems, but he doesn't mention the names of the systems.
Mm.
What are those names?
Oh, you speak of
Patanjali.
You see,
Patanjali.
What is that?
Six
philosophies?
Six
philosophies?
What are they?
Huh?
What are the six philosophies?
Gautama, Konada, Patanjali, Jaimini, Ajnabalakya. Do you understand? Sat-darsana, sat-darsana, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I'll speak to you in evening.
Okay. Now, the other question, Maharaj, you said that...
Sat-darsana, sat-darsana.
You're giving darshan this evening?
Yeah, he'll speak on that this evening, please.
Okay.
Sat-darsana.
Good. Now, the other question, Maharaj, is...
That is in Chaitanya Charitamrita, nice.
Now, we have...
Quotation is there. Tattva nahi jane. ದರ್ಶನ್ ತತ್ವ ನಾ ಜಾನ್ ಮಹಾಜನ್ ಜೀ ಕೋ ಇಶು ಸತ್ಯ ಮನೆ ಯು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದೇ ಡೋಂಟ್ ನೋ ದಿ ರಿಯಲ್ ತತ್ವ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ರೂಫ್ ಸಿಕ್ಸ್ ಟೈಪ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸರ್ವ ಫಿಲೋಸಫರ್ಸ್ ಬಟ್ ಮಹಾಜನ್ ಸೇಸ್ ದಟ್ಸ್ ರಿಯಲ್ ತತ್ವ
ಇಫ್ ಎನಿಬಡಿ ನೋಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಯು ಸೊ ವುಡ್ ಯು ಗಿವ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಎ ಲೆಕ್ಚರ್ ಆನ್ ದೀಸ್ ಸಿಕ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಕಂಪ್ಯಾರಿಸನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಫಿಲಾಸಫಿ
ಇಸ್ ಎ ವೆರಿ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಟಾಪಿಕ್ ಬಾಬಾ ಇಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಮಂತ್ಸ್
You can come to Bhubaneswar.
You can come to Bhubaneswar. Yes.
One other question. You
and we are going to set up an university where we will teach all this comparison of all this dharma and philosophies. Prabhupada's centennial, we are going to set up that university. You understand? Well, this will be taught. Yes, comparative religion, philosophies, all these things will be taught there.
My other question, if I may, because I'm very curious about this. You mentioned something very interesting, how the Kumaras, they are exceptional.
Exceptional.
And then we are general.
General.
Now, where does Prabhupada fall? Exceptional, general, in the middle?
No, but general.
Prabhupada falls in general?
Yes.
I see.
Because for us, this is a request. You understand? For all, one and all. All living entities. Yes. Exceptional personalities are rare personalities. Prabhupada is an exceptional personality. Yes, he is exceptional, but we are general, and he taught us what is meant for us.
Yeah, because general is meant for us.
Thank you very much.
Class about if you see Krishna one time, you don't return to
the source? No. Janama Safaladar Krishna Darasundar Bhagya Huyuchi Ekavar. Once another song, Nagumina Thakur. His life has become perfect, successful. If by chance he has seen Krishna once in his life, no more return. Then return.
Who is that person that sees Krishna?
Huh?
At what level does one have to be? Free from material desire?
Yes. Who is a devotee? Pure devotee. Pure devotee sees. Premi Bhakta always sees.
Is it possible that someone with material desires can see Krishna?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes?
I have to say that. Think for that. Huh? Akama sapa kama va mukta kama dharadhi tibriyana bhakti jogyana rati pusana. I have to say that. But all left, I feel disappointed. I stopped my lecture. I would have spoken 2 hours more. So much thing is there.
No time.
Nobody is there. While speaking, there is no audience. So, huh? Why you speak? Because to hear. No more audience. Who will no while speak? Huh? I feel disappointed. I would have quoted what is Prabhupada Maharaj's prayer when Nrisimhadev offered him boon, what boon he asked for. Huh? I would have quoted that. So many things are there. This verse, though few lines perfect Prabhupada gave, but it contains so much thing. Yeah? No? Prabhi sloki papyakhyari nanaphakar. In every verse, every word, even like many, many things are there. If you want to explain one verse of Srimad Bhagavatam particularly, that days together, how can you complete the unlimited? Ananta. Ananta.
Certainly won't be disappointed on the rest of the American pilgrim day. Many. Hard for people to hear sometimes.
Oh, well, if one of you are interested here, then I can think of, yes, one is there.
Mm.
Very much interested. Develop your devotion. Then you can think my preaching is successful. Mm. Yes. My preaching is successful. Otherwise, I am disappointed.
They don't want to hear. Even we try to speak to them. Come to class, stay in class. They don't want to hear that.
We have so many business we have to do. Time is there.
Make money.
Make money.
You mentioned the story about Parashuram.
Yes.
Often, that's often quoted, but what was the reason that men could deserve to be chopped off?
Why?
Why?
Because Renuka went to the river to get water. But saw a beautiful Gandharva, and her mind agitated. She came back, and she was late. She was bringing water for her husband, Jamadagnish. That's a fire. His full worship and havan yajna. And she was late. She could understand my husband would be angry because I'm late now. And Jamadagni could understand this thing had taken place. Then she had become polluted. That was a chabab. Right. None of his sons there. But Parashuram did it. This is all mentioned in 9th canto. Parashuram did it, carried it out without deliberation, adding any deliberation. Immediately served up with his axe. He knows, if I do it, my father, guru, will be very much pleased with me. Then I beg for this boon. Then I fulfill my desire. Yes, please give the life to my mother. And she will get back life. Not only the head of his mother, to chop up all the heads of his brothers also. They disobeyed her. Yes, all heads were served up. Yes. And Parashuram knows, if I do it, if I won't do it, then he'll be displeased with me. If I do it, he'll be pleased with me.
I'll get my head chopped off.
Do you understand? Pleased with me, then I ask for this boon, give them back the life, and he has Sakti, Jamadagni, Jagasakti. they'll got back life. He prayed for that. Granted, they got back life. Prayed. When they get back life, they won't remember this thing. They will think that as if from deep sleep we are waking up.
So he did deliberate that a little bit.
Yeah. And Lord Ram quoted this verse when Bharat was requesting him to go back to become king of Ajodhya. But Ram said, no. Just carry out the order of Gurujan as it is. Don't add any deliberation to that. Good for you and good for you, Bharat. Parshuram did it. I do it. This is general rule for one and all. But working as exceptional personality, they disobeyed. They disobeyed it. You understand? But they are exceptional. They become Mahajana. They are exceptional. They always remain 5 years. Can anybody remain always 5 years naked boy? Exceptional personality. Not general person. Ordinary persons. And they have very noble, high purpose. Therefore they disobey. You understand?
Srila Gurudev, Bali Maharaj also disobeyed his guru and he also became Mahajana.
Yeah. His guru, Shukra, is a materialistic person. Materialistic person. Bali Maharaj, he said, don't give it to the Shukra. He knows he is not a real. But Brahman is the Supreme Lord. Brahman is not a dwarf, he is Lord Vishnu. He knows it. But he says, if Lord Vishnu is there, asking, begging, why shall I give? I am giving to everybody. Why shall I give it to Supreme Lord? Why shall I tell a lie? I already said yes, I should not tell a lie. And for his own, because if he will take out everything, then Shukra is depending on them. His family, they will be right of this for the maintenance. He is a materialistic person. Therefore, he disobeyed. This is Asad Guru, not true Guru. Asad Guru, family priest. He is family priest. Asad Guru, Tajya. Therefore, Sat Asad Guru, you have accepted, abandoned him. Accept Asad Guru. Guru na sasyat. This is not the Guru.
Is it that all Sadgurus, are they all
special
personalities?
Huh? Sadguru? Sadguru is special personality, definitely. Rare personality. Yeah. It's a rare personality, yes.
Srila Gurudev, what is the difference between Sri Guru? We know who is Sri Guru, what is Sri Guru's qualities are, but we hear about the Sadguru. What level is, what is this?
Sri Guru, Sadguru, same thing. Okay. Sri Guru, Charanapadma. That book is, yeah. I've explained what is Sri Guru. Yeah.
But I was just, you always sometimes mention Sadguru. Same.
Sadguru, Sri Guru. Yes. Asadguru, Sadguru, Sri Guru. Chalo.